Hello, this is Pastor Mark. I welcome you to Pastor Markcast, my observations of current events in the context of how we understand God, what we understand about people, and how to find meaning in our own lives. Today in this podcast, I'm going to be talking about the eclipse and earthquakes. Today, people are anticipating an eclipse in our area. We in North Jersey will not see it fully, but we will see it. My friends and relatives in New York State will get a much better view. The next such eclipse will happen 20 years from now. I may or may not be alive to see that one. Tourism in New York State is rising as people are coming to get the best view of it. All through the northern New Jersey and New York City areas, officials are passing out protective glasses to view the eclipse safely. As the hype was building for this eclipse, another natural event was felt in the same part of the world. In western New Jersey, we experienced an earthquake and dozens of aftershocks. I didn't feel the quake or the aftershocks, but many people did, and they reported buildings rattling. It had to be frightening to all who felt it. Fortunately, there were no reports of injuries or deaths from the quake or the aftershocks. Yet, in 1 week, our area will be experiencing an earthquake, aftershocks, and an eclipse. That's a lot of natural activity for 1 week. Of course, there are many people who see these events as signs that the world is ending and Jesus is returning very soon. I do hope these people are correct. I would love for Jesus to come back soon, if not immediately. When Jesus returns, the world will be restored as it was in the Garden of Eden, before humanity disobeyed God and we were expelled from Eden, and before the first murder poisoned the very earth that we live in. I'm not so optimistic that these events really mean that Jesus is returning soon, and all things would be right again. Aside from these natural occurrences, what personal earthquakes or eclipses do you face? Is there something that is shaking your world? Do you have a friend or family member who's died? Have you had a bad medical diagnosis? Do you have monetary or tax difficulties? There are times when the security of our personal lives are rocked. There are times when we have personal eclipses, when the light of the sun is darkened for us. What do we do in such circumstances? Do we feel like the whole world, or at least our world, is ending? Those of us who look to serve Jesus are not exempt from the eclipses or earthquakes of life. There are times when God's light feels blocked for us. The security of our world is shaken. People without hope can easily get depressed when such events rock their lives. People who know God face such challenges with hope, knowing that God is bigger than the experiences that we have. We rely on the truth of the words of the ancient Israeli song. Here's a part of what we Christians call Psalm 46, God's defense of his city and people. To the leader of the Korahites, according to Alamoth, a song. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth should change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble with its tumult. People of faith do not fear the changes of our world. We are, however, responsible for sharing our faith with people who do not have the joy of such faith. Let us teach them how to have such faith. Well, my friends, this concludes this edition of Pastor Markcast. I know it's not easy to follow Jesus and obey him, but it is worth trying. When we do so, we benefit all those around us, and we fully know the peace that only God can give to us. I ask you to make this attempt, and may God bless your good intentions. To read more of my written work and to listen to more of my audio work, please look at my website, www.markwilliamennis.com.